Good morning. Coming up on 10:11 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Friday. And not a Friday yet. It's a Thursday. We wish it was Friday, maybe. But it's a Thursday, and that means that we get to talk with Becky Barnhart of Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing just fine. I think everyone I have spoken to has said, come on, we need some rain to get our allergies back in check.
That's right. You know, wet some of the things down a little bit. So that would be nice. We'll see what develops tonight. I can't guarantee anything, but yeah, we might get a little bit. We'll just see what happens there. So, we'll take anything we get.
Well, if you're out walking your dog, make sure the leash is very secure because it might be whisking away some of our smaller breeds because the breeze is so strong. But it's pretty pleasant outside, actually, to get out and maybe do some walking. And we've got some lovely, lovely dogs at the shelter that would sure love to get out and do some walking. In fact, we have a group of volunteers from the community college coming out Monday that are going to do just that. They're going to walk some dogs. They're going to bathe some dogs, kind of do some landscaping for us. But we're real excited. I'll tell more about it next week after the girls have come out, and I can tell you all the fun things they did. But anyway, we've got some specials we're going to run this month. Can't brag about any adoptions today. It's one of those things that happens at a shelter from time to time. We have September was fantastic. Oh, my goodness. We had so many adoptions. So this month, it's not been quite as plentiful. So we are going to run specials on our kittens and our cats because we've got some lovely cats. They came in. There's about eight of them. They are very, very nice, very friendly. The lady that had them worked with them. They're litter trained. They're beautiful. There's some calicos. There are some that are just kind of more black in color, and they're about six months old at best. They're not quite that old. Lovely, lovely cats. So we're going to be running that special. It's a $30 adoption fee for cats, and that's about half price of what we usually. And also, because of as many dogs as we have, we're very full at the shelter right now. Let's be real honest. We're very full. We are going to run a special for the dogs. And that is a $50 adoption fee, and that, again, is about half price. We've got some great dogs. It's just, you know, it happens in the shelter that you have your up days and you have the down. And right now we just don't seem to have anyone coming in. Lots of activities going on. We kind of contributed to that. You know, fall is full of activities for people, and sometimes it might not be the best timing to bring in a pet to their house. But don't forget we're there. Know that we've got some lovely animals. We've got two that are totally sponsored, meaning there is no adoption fee, and that would be Toby. Toby's been with us the longest. He has been with us since June, and then we've also got three others that have been there in June. But Toby's been with us a very long time. He's a great dog. He's a medium size, probably 35 pounds. He would make someone a great, great companion. Shadow is the other dog that is fully sponsored. Shadow is one of our four huskies that I swear, those are the other beautiful dogs. They are just gorgeous to look at, and they're nice. They're good dogs. I think the problem is they're roamers, and it's very difficult sometimes to keep them at home. But we have four right now, and like I started off with Shadow being fully sponsored, probably a year old. And then we also have pretty girl. She just came in. She's about 6 months old, just gorgeous. The one that's probably my favorite is Big Brutus, and he looks like a big old teddy bear, and he's the best dog. We think he's a year to 2 years old, but he acts like an old man. He's very well behaved. He walks in his cage. He walks out his cage. He just never gets excited, but he's got a mammoth amount of hair. He's just gorgeous. So those are the three. Oh, I left out Cannon, and then we also have Cannon. So four beautiful huskies. They're all that dark black color with the white and the beautiful blue eyes. Go to our Facebook page. One of our employees, Sam, she did a very nice job of putting videos out on every dog that we had and cats. And so you can get a really good look at how pretty these dogs are. So those are the huskies we have available. Buff came in to us. Buff was adopted out. He's a good dog. He's a pit mix. He's already been fixed, so he'd only be $30. He's another one of our bargain dogs. And there was other dogs in the house. So at feeding time, it was a little difficult to keep them separated. So our thought would be, okay, if you like Buff, just remember when you bring a new dog into your environment, you have to make sure that the eating order is established and that there are no problems. It's some training. It's training for you. It's training for the owner and training for the dog. So always remember when you bring a new animal into the home, there's going to be some adjustments. So nothing wrong with Buff. It just didn't work out. We had some wonderful donations this week. Ran out of dog treats. And for us, that's pretty major because dogs, you know, we've kind of trained them to be treat receivers and want them. So we ran out and I put a thing on Facebook and Danny put a thing on Facebook. Oh my goodness, you cannot believe the treats that came in. In fact, they again put that on our Facebook page. Thank you to everyone. We have some really generous, tremendously wonderful people in our community, and we are now just doing great with the treats. It has come to our attention though, but we're very, very low on kitty litter because as you can remember, for a while we didn't have any cats. We had little Gracie. We had one cat. But now that we've got the aid and then there's some others to talk about, we are running low on kitty litter. So that's our greatest need for now. When I'm speaking about the cats, I did mention Gracie. She's a very cute little kitten. She's probably about 14, 15 weeks old now. She's available. We have a pure white cat that we call Princess. She's available. We've got some very, very nice cats available at this time. So if you're looking to bring in a cat, this is the time. We've had some new people come in, new little animals come in. These three came from the Dale Hotel. Sad, sad story. They were abandoned. The person left, and here are their names, Curly, Larry, and Moe. And for us older folks, of course, we know that's the Three Stooges.
Oh, yeah,
Yeah. You know, when I was a kid, I loved to watch those Three Stooges. And I've looked at them since as an adult. I'm thinking, my goodness, that was silly stuff. But for a little kid, it was pretty funny stuff. But anyway, that's what we named these three that came in. Two of them are a lab mix, kind of tan in color. The other looks more like a maybe Australian Shepherd mix. He's a good boy. He's beautiful. So those three are now available. And let's see, get my list out here. We have Rex and Ginger, been with us for a long time. Rex is our yellow lab looking. Ginger is a beautiful golden retriever mix. One of our volunteers brought a brush out this week and brushed her down. She's gorgeous, just gorgeous. I'm surprised she's been with us as long as she has. Betsy, Nico, and Lester, they've been with us since June 23rd. They're little puppies that are growing up to probably be 9 months old now. They're growing up with us. They just haven't found the right home. They're a lab mix. They're good dogs. Jelly's been with us quite a while. Jelly is a beagle mix, about 2 years old now, medium size. See who else I can. Oh, Brownie. Let's talk about Brownie. Brownie is this beautiful dog. If you go on Facebook, she's probably 40 pounds, maybe not that much because I can pick her up. So let's say 30 pounds. She's tan in color, but she has a white face, extremely shy. She just doesn't understand why she's there, and then it's noisy because all the dogs barking. She's a great dog, and we've seen this happen. People will come out, and they'll take one of those dogs that's very timid and take them home. They become a totally different dog. Just their personality comes out. They're confident. They're secure in their surroundings, and they become the good dog that we know they are. In fact, Danny's daughter, Jamie, adopted one from us just like this. And Danny was talking about the dog of the day and said how different the dog is. Just very outgoing, good personality. So we know that's the future for Brownie. She is beautiful. So come check her out. Lisa and Bart have been with us. They are lab mix puppies. I guess that's a Lucky. Lucky was the one that came in. We don't know if it was hit by a car or something, but he had a pretty good gash on his head and on his leg. He's healed. He's looking good. He's a happy-go-lucky 35-pound black lab mix. So that's kind of a highlight of who we have. I would love to talk about all of them, but I just kind of want to pique your interest. So maybe you listening will go to our Facebook page and check them out. Better yet, come out to the shelter and just see the great animals we have. Our hours, Monday through Friday, 1 to 3 in the afternoon are our public hours. Saturday and Sunday, it's 1 to 4. And as I've said in the past, if there's some animal you're interested, you want to see, make call, and we'll try to make a special appointment for you. We're willing to do that. And our telephone number is 620-252-6060. We're located across the street from the water waste treatment plant. Things are great at the shelter. We're just full, and we'd love to see these animals get placed in a home before winter sets in, so they can get adjusted. And anyway, that's kind of my talk for the day.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, Becky, for coming on by. And we do appreciate all those updates. As always, lots of good stuff happening in the shelter. And, yeah, I do want to remind those folks, you know, maybe if you're out at the store, that sort of thing, just pick up maybe a little extra box, some treats, that sort of thing. Doesn't have to be a lot, but everyone pitching in, that'll make a big difference.
Little bags of kitty litter go a long way. We use bleach. Rarely does something come to the shelter that we cannot find a use for. So blankets, this is kind of a time when people might be trading out their old blankets for some new. You know, think about the shelter, bring them to us. We cut them down and make a fourth size out of them if they're large. They're perfect. You know, they're just perfect blankets because they're not going to last because of the dogs, and that's okay. We don't care. And use toys. I said this time and time again. I know my girls are spoiled. We've got more toys than they can play with, and they still prefer our tennis shoes. But, you know, how that is.
Yep.
Shoestrings. Oh, my Lord, they love shoestrings. But anyway, we've got lots of these, I take toys out there all the time, wash them up, take them out, and let the dogs have something to entertain them. So anyway, we, again, always support the city, or the people in the city support us so much, and we do appreciate it, truly.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Becky, thank you so much for your update. We always appreciate that, and we look forward to talking again next week.
All right, thank you.
All righty, that's Becky Barnhart of Coffeyville Friends of Animals. We appreciate her coming by, as always. And we do have more of your calls to get to as Open Line continues. We have a bunch of giveaways, too, as well. So if you want a ticket to a upcoming event, well, we've got lots on our plate. We got some Nanyehi tickets. We have some tickets for the final weekend of the Renaissance Festival. And we also have some tickets, believe it or not, some vouchers for Jesus Christ Superstar. So that's coming up. You don't want to go anywhere. It's Open Line on the Mighty 690 KGGF.